You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
Coming up is Second Opinion Radio. Please remember as you listen to the show that the views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WRFG, its board, staff, or volunteers. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is a war of good against evil, right against wrong, and we, as animal activists, are fighting for their very lives, much like the people who helped the slaves escape and those who risked their lives to hide the Jews during the Holocaust. We cannot and we will not stop until each and every one of them is free.
So welcome to Second Opinion Radio. I'm Melody Paris, your host this evening. So happy to be here with you. Have a great show lined up for you tonight. I'm so excited. I have a friend and fan of our show, Mariquita Solis, who is on with us. And this is her first time on the show. And what a unique thing we're going to talk about tonight. And that is about Mariquita's vegan empowerment coaching. She is a vegan empowerment coach. And for those of us who are vegan, or maybe even people who are considering being vegan, this is such a needed resource. And so she helps vegans and earth-friendly people move out of helplessness and into peace and action. And even if you're not vegan, even if you're thinking about going vegan, I'm sure she's going to be able to share with us some tips and some ideas that can help you along your path. So let's just dive right in. Welcome to the show, Mariquita. How are you this evening?
Great. Thanks for having me, Melody.
Well, thank you so much. And goodness gracious, what a needed resource this is, your coaching. What a gift, really, to people, because as you know, choosing to live a more compassionate lifestyle is a wonderful thing. There's so many wonderful benefits to it, but you know, changing the way you eat has a big impact on people. And it's not just about the way you eat; it's about the way you live your life. And so, tell me a little bit about why you decided to do this, and then I'd love to get into, you know, how this helps people and maybe some ideas you have.
Well, I've been doing coaching for years now, really looking at what path, I mean, who I really wanted to help. And I was helping women in relationships. Then I thought, let me help really work on feminine empowerment. And then somehow there was something that came up and I was looking at myself and I thought, who am I? And I thought, well, being vegan is like really important part of my lifestyle. And I started to look at vegan groups online and I saw that there were so many people that were struggling in anger and hatred and not able to have dinners with their family anymore and that couldn't go to the grocery store without crying and they don't even go to the grocery store. So I couldn't believe it. And that's when I thought, oh my gosh, let me use all my coaching training to help these poor people that are isolated and really despondent. And they're not living, they're not even thriving. It's just, they're in depression because of the animals and the environment. And it is terrible and it's sad, but when we get stuck in those and stuck in sadness or stuck in helplessness and it's not any good for the animals. And I thought, this isn't what they want. How can I help them get out of these stuck places and move forward so they can do what they want to do, which is create a better world for everyone's sake? And so that's how I got into vegan empowerment coaching.
Wow, that's really interesting. And one of the things you said, you mentioned that that's not what people want. They don't want to feel helpless and isolated and all those sort of things. But you mentioned, you know, of course, it is a big change. So how do you start with someone? I mean, how do they even begin to feel better? I mean, you start the coaching sessions with them. So what do you do first for people? Do you just learn about their background or how does it work?
So one of the main things to do is is to really connect with this whole universe and the whole life's process, knowing that life is behind you. So looking at what their beliefs are, like many people believe, they'll get stuck in, I'm not doing enough. And the world is horrible. You know, the people are awful and mean because they're eating animals. And so what's their fate? My fate is living in a world where people are awful and mean. My fate is just unhappiness every day and depression. So switching that up to, you know, I'm doing an amazing job and I'm doing everything I can. I'm perfectly imperfect. Right. But the universe is here supporting me. I'm not alone. Melody's in Atlanta. Sarah's in California. And we've got Christina in Dallas. Right. And knowing that we're all together getting up and saying, hey, I'm not alone anymore. And I'm celebrating my friends. And so I know that the people, they're not horrible people that are not vegan. They just haven't seen the light. They haven't awakened, and I'm not going to hate them anymore. So now I don't have to see them as awful people. I can see them as just people that need help and would like to understand and a little bit better when they're ready. And now I see that, wow, I'm making an impact. So my life isn't going to be a miserable place anymore. Now I'm celebrating every morning. The people are nice people that are just waiting, going on their journey, and we never know when things are going to shift. So now I'm out there to plant the seeds instead of planting the seeds and screaming at them to grow and getting upset when they don't grow. We plant the seeds, we water them with love, and we celebrate ourselves for doing that every single day.
That's wonderful. And would you say that a big part of this is kind of reframing our own perceptions? Is that kind of, I mean, that's kind of what I hear you saying, like, you can't always change, you can't go and force the seed to grow. You have to change your perceptions of people and see them in a different way. That's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And seeing what the big blocks are is crucial, right? What is blocking them? And maybe it's that, you know, the belief that all people are horrible except for vegans, right? And that superiority that they're holding, we're better than you, right? And that's blocking, because that's not we want to have a growth mindset, not the fixed mindset of all meat eaters are horrible. Well, if we're trying to create and change the world from that foundation, we're not going to get anywhere. So many people are feeling desperate and trying to create from a place of desperation and forcing and controlling other people. And those are big blocks. The big blocks to self actualization or shame. And that's what a lot of vegans have: shame that they didn't come on this journey, you know, move faster on the journey, shame that they can't convert enough people. And then isolation is another big block, which is very rampant with vegans that feel sad and depressed. They don't want to go out of their house. And lack is huge here, because I hear all the time, it's not enough, not enough, not enough. You know, I've got to be converting more people, right? And so it's like, oh my gosh, these three big blocks are stopping growth, and they're stopping joy and fulfillment. So seeing what the blocks are in the specific person's life, and what's the new energy that can be brought about? What's the new mindset, the new growth mindset of looking at things in a different light, so that you can make a change, right? And we're creating from confidence inside that I'm doing as much as I can, and it's wonderful every day. Not lack. I'm not putting myself down, but I'm confident in my abilities, knowing that just being alive as a vegan is shifting, and we don't know who's watching behind the scenes, but we're affecting, right? So when we're in that mindset, we can step into gratitude and being grateful for, I'm so grateful that I'm a vegan. I'm so grateful that you're a vegan, Melody, and that we can just really celebrate that and shifting, knowing that all these the little words that are running through our mind, the self-doubt, it's coming. And knowing that it's coming, and what are we going to do when it hits us? We're going to be ready. And we're going to say, this is normal. I know that you're trying to knock me down, but I'm not going to fall down anymore. Maybe I'll fall down, but I'm going to get back up, right? I'm going to be resilient, and I'm going to believe a greater story, which is, you know what, I am making an impact and I'm changing lives. I'm saving lives just by being alive and going to the grocery store, and everything I'm doing is saving lives. So getting ready for those traps and being so compassionate to ourselves. A lot of vegans have great compassion for the animals, but they don't have it for themselves or for other people. So yeah. I mean, there's so much here that can be transformed, just all these new ways of looking at things. I was speaking with a lady today, and she was talking about forgiveness. And it was incredible because she was saying, let's bring forgiveness into the people that are working in the factory farms. And that's something I hadn't heard. And I thought, yes, because those people are traumatizing themselves every day. And something has caused them to be able to work in that factory farm. And I don't know if there's anybody that would want that, right? Maybe they're desperate for money. They have like a bunch of children they have to support, right? Because that's a job. I mean, the conditions are horrible. It's trauma every day. And so having compassion for those people as well, knowing that they don't want to do that. And maybe they act like it's fine and that, you know, that's a cover up if they're saying, oh, I don't care about the animals, right? That's all covering up because who we are as human beings. I mean, we are love centered. It's not natural to hurt other animals. So if someone is doing that, then they're really hurt themselves and they're really hurting themselves every day. And to have compassion and forgiveness for them, because that would be just a death on earth if I had to work in a factory farm, you know, in a slaughterhouse or something. Oh my gosh, yes. So, I mean, that's when things really shift, when you're looking at this from the heart level. And that's what I want. That's what I work with for my clients. I want to help people look from the heart and speak from the heart, right? And letting go of judgment and this superiority where I'm not any better than anyone else. I ate meat for a long time too. And I wasn't a bad person. I didn't get it. You know, I was in college. My friend was vegetarian. And I thought, what the heck? Vegetarian. You know, I was just thinking, you're going to die. And so I didn't get it for a long time. And I just thought he was crazy. And now he eats meat. And now look where I am. So yeah, it's a journey. And that's okay. That's the way life is. You know, all the little experiences in life lead up to the final moment when you're like, oh my gosh, I finally got it. So yeah, and allowing people to be on the process and not to condemn them or put them down, because we can hinder it. I remember one of my coaches saying that if you've got a broken leg, you can't speed up the healing, but you mm-hmm. can slow it down. And that's what we can do when we start arguing with meat eaters and we start trying to force our way. We can shut them down to where, like, I don't want to hear anything. I'm going to eat more meat now because you just made me so angry, and I'm going to shut it in your face.
That's so true. That is so true. And, you know, I don't know, and you would know this, but, you know, I don't know if people mainly come to you. Obviously, I don't know at what point on the journey after they've become vegan or taken on the new lifestyle. But I do see, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on, I do see that people kind of go through stages. Like, they seem excited when they first learn and they're trying to, you know, tell everybody about it. And then I see people start to get depressed or frustrated that not everybody gets it the way they do. Is that the point where they need to come see you so that they can kind of get reframed before things kind of go downhill? Or what do you suggest?
I suggest, yes, don't wait, because I've had a few vegans reach out to me right so I've only been doing this for a little while, but right away, those people that did reach out were the ones that were in those early stages. They didn't know. I mean, they were very excited about it and they wanted people to get it just like you did. And they couldn't understand why their friends wouldn't get it. So many people say, I thought it would be so easy once I told my friends they were all going to be vegan too. And they just are so crushed that the friends don't get it. But we're talking about years and years of programming, the media, I mean, cultural beliefs and family. If your family doesn't want to believe, your parents don't want to believe sometimes, you know, that I didn't bring you up right, you know, because that's what we're saying, like my mom and dad away. Wait a minute. Why didn't you tell me this? You know, and then the parents get on the defensive. Wait, what do you mean? You're saying that we didn't raise you right? So there's a whole, I mean, there's a big thing going here, many elements to this. And so, yes. So when vegans get excited, I mean, it's true. And they get, then they find out, wait a minute, maybe it's not as, you know, the way I thought it would be. And that's when then they come to me. And some people don't ever get help. And that's the vegans that I am talking to now that are doing this for 10 years, you know, that are stuck in this sadness. It's just overwhelming and consume their lives, you know, but don't wait till it gets to that point and that you don't have any relationships with friends anymore, because you don't ever know when your friends are going to shift. I mean, I've had friends shift after years and years and years. You just don't know. We've got to be the example without pressure, but through kindness, right? With the bringing the vegan foods to the office social. Because I saw there was one young lady and she was talking about how she couldn't eat with the meat eaters. And my heart goes out to her. But so she sat by herself, and this was an office event. And they were saying, you've got to sit with us. You know, this is, we're talking, you know, and she was so angry and mad. And so was all these people commenting, yes, how horrible, sue them. And it's like, this was her chance to show them the beautiful vegan food and that vegans aren't miserable and sad. So instead, it's almost like, who would want to be a vegan if that means we have to sit over by ourselves and be depressed?
Right.
Right. And nobody deserves to live like that, you know? So my heart goes out to her, you know, and like I said, this was her opportunity to really shine with the best, like bring some vegan cake or make something and share it with everybody. And you don't even have to say it's vegan, you know, people will understand and start asking questions. If they know you're vegan, once they get to know you, building those relationships with people, they are curious. Whenever I have my food, my meat eating friends always want to taste it. You know, they always do and they like it. So
that's true. I remember when I took non-dairy creamer to the office for coffee, and next thing you know, everybody's drinking it. And then we had like an agreement that we actually had to, you know, take turns buying it because they all switched over. But I do resonate with what you're saying. And I believe a lot of people certainly do, just because it is such a big shift in the way we live, and to have some support from somebody like you, is just such a resource. And it is easy to become isolated if you don't, have some tools like that you would give them to kind of reframe the way you're thinking. And, you know, in the end, if nothing else motivates people, then I hope the idea that what you said about, you know, nobody's going to want to be a vegan if you look all sad and you sit by yourself, and that doesn't help animals. So if nothing else, I hope that empowers people to get some help. I want to give out your information because our time goes by so quickly. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Second Opinion Radio. We're talking to Marikita Solis, and she is a vegan empowerment coach. And who doesn't need some support and empowerment these days? We live in a crazy world. So Marikita, how can people reach out to you if they'd like to, you know, contact you and get some coaching?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook, Marikita Solis. And then I also have a Facebook group, which is Empowered Vegans, Voices of Strength for Our Mother Earth. And you can email me at marikitasoliscoaching@gmail.com. And I'm offering a complimentary session. So please reach out to me. I'd love to help you just get some clarity. What are the big blocks, right? Mm-hmm. Just through a conversation, we can figure that out and figure what steps need to be taken. If you want to work with me, that's great. If you want to work with someone else, that's great. But the main thing is to get the help you need to move forward.
Oh, that's great. And would you, you know, people who are transitioning into vegan lifestyle, but, you know, are still transitioning, but really need some support kind of changing their lifestyle, would you be open to also working with those kind of clients?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I would never turn anyone away. Vegans, meat eaters, you know, come on, meat eaters too, because let's see what we have in common. That's how you, you know, we can build relationships and we can learn newness about each other, all people.
Yeah, absolutely. And no doubt people who are still eating meat, but are open to the idea. I mean, they have blocks too. We're all humans. I mean, you're the expert on this, but I assume we all have blocks, and maybe there's some blocks that people who really have a desire to be vegan, but are having trouble, have some blocks. You know, maybe it's fear of being isolated. Maybe that's something they could certainly explore with you and your experience. So I want to thank you so much. Any last tips for, or any comments or anything you want to share with the listeners before we wrap it up this evening?
Well, I think the main thing is to be gentle with yourself on this journey. If you're thinking about being vegan, go slow. There's no rush. Do what you need to do when you're ready and reach out for help. Find someone to support you. And if you're a vegan and you've fallen off the wagon, it's okay. Get back on, you know, get back on the horse. Don't beat yourself up. And if you cussed out your mother-in-law, that's okay. You know, forgive yourself and move forward. Be gentle with yourself. We are all perfectly imperfect, and we deserve love just the way we are now. So please give it to yourself first.
Well, Marikita, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to post the contact information as well on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/secondopinionradio, all spelled out. And then Marikita, do you want to give your contact information one more time?
Yes, LinkedIn and Facebook, Marikita Solis. My email is marikitasoliscoaching@gmail.com. And my Facebook group for support and encouragement is Empowered Vegans, Voices of Strength from Mother Earth.
I love it. Thank you so much. And join us again sometime.
Thank you, Melody.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Donate your car, truck, or boat. It's easy. We can put it to good use and you get a tax receipt. Simply call our toll-free number. We pick up your vehicle, running or not, and send you a tax receipt. It only takes a few minutes. Call toll-free at 844-WRFG-CAR or 844-973-4227 to arrange a free pickup. All proceeds benefit your favorite community radio station, 89.3 FM. WRFG.org. Thank you.
And thank you for hanging in here with me this evening. I enjoyed my time with you as always, right here on WRFG Second Opinion Radio. A special thanks to our guest this evening, Marikita Solis, for telling us about what she does, the important work that she does to help people find happiness and peace in their lives as a vegan empowerment coach. So I hope you enjoyed that. I surely did. I will get her information up on our Second Opinion Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/secondopinionradio, all spelled out, but you can always message me as well if you land on the page before I get it posted up there. Before I wrap it up, I want to tell you about an event that's coming up right here in Atlanta being planned by Georgia Animal Rights and Protection, our local animal rights group. And that is the Empty the Tanks event, which is happening on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 12:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Georgia Aquarium at 225 Baker Street. The public is invited. If you would like more information about the event, you can certainly find it and you can RSVP online at facebook.com/GARP Atlanta. And that's G-A-R-P as in Paul, Atlanta. A little bit about the event. This is Atlanta observing actually a worldwide event that happens where people get together to speak up for the animals who are being held in captivity in aquariums around the world. There is a really interesting documentary that shows the Georgia Aquarium's history with trying to bring in some wild caught belugas, which they were denied. If you're interested, that documentary is Born to Be Free. You can find it online. Again, thank you so much. It was a pleasure this evening. I'll be back next Wednesday right here on WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. I hope you will be too. Have a great evening.
this girl. I knew her favorite color. I knew her favorite food.